Hi friends, I'm back again. This is Aarti here again from Maui, Hawaii. Great. So today what I'm going to talk to you is very, very interesting. I observed, I thought, and I agreed. So what is it? Creator. The one who has created this beautiful world around us, different planets and different beings, different beauty around us. So does he really take care of us? Truly, each one of us, does he really take care of us? This is a question which we always have and doubts which we always put forward that, oh, Lord has not been taking care of me or he has not been very merciful towards me. These things and these attitudes are always there from us and we always keep crying and whining on it. Why? So today, let me tell you one thing which I really observed is that Creator is so fair that each one of us has been given one skill which will keep you excel and differentiate you from the other. For example, today I was observing, I have my gardeners come to my house and cutting those big bamboo trees which I have, like 30, 40 feet tall bamboo, and I couldn't even imagine me doing that. Why? Or anybody else doing that in my house. Why? Because that skill has not been given. We would try, but we cannot thrive. Why? Because we have different skills being given. Because there is a family to be fed by the gardener. So those skills are being given to the person. So each one of us is blessed with a different skill. And the Lord always, we have to find out what is it if we haven't yet. Like for example, a person who could make great software cannot really make great hardwares. A person who is good in hardwares cannot make software. Or a builder, a contractor, an architect, a gardener, a scientist, and whatnot, an artist. Again, gifts which has been gifted to us. So we all are gifted. We do always say that, okay, so-and-so singer was a gifted or an actor is gifted. Truly, we all are gifted. So we have to be thankful again here that thanks to the Almighty Lord up there who has created the whole creation with so much of fair values, we all have been gifted with one skill. With that one skill, we can feed our families. We can take care of ourselves. Like I have a friend of mine, she's a massage therapist. And that, again, is a skill, not everybody's job, because there's a lot of energy used. There's a lot of energy used to give massage. It's like absolutely you need to have positive and high energy to do that. Can we do it? No. Can I do it? No. So everyone has been gifted with the great skills. So we have to be thankful and we have to be really showing our gratitude every day by seeing around us, by seeing the beauty, the mountains, the greenery which we have, which somewhere has been hidden behind those buildings. When you drive on the freeways, we can only see things which are man-made, but we have to go beyond and see the things which are created by the universe, created by the Lord. So let's keep watching that. Enjoy, let your beautiful eyes enjoy the greenery around, the colors, the pastel, the blue sky, the cream sand, and it's so very well blended. Can you imagine yourself having dark black trees around you? No, that isn't pleasant. Why? Because we have those feelings which are inbuilt and which really gives us pleasure to see things around us. So it's very, very important. Keep yourself calm. See how things are moving. See how these huge trees around us, these huge trees which we cannot even move, or if the storm comes, or if you see the rains, still they wouldn't fall off. Why? Who has been holding them tight? There is an energy, there is somebody supreme up there who holds everybody, even us. So we have to be thankful and really, really thankful and show our gratitude by just being happy. The sad part is we are never happy. Why? Because we need more, 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 which we have created by ourselves, our needs, our desires. And that doesn't have any end to it. Today, with my kids, if I offer them something, okay, fine, today was a blessed day, but then tomorrow, day after tomorrow, there's another thing which comes up. So we have to truly teach our kids that how to be truly happy by what you have and be feel blessed as well as see things beyond it. Not these materialistic things, but see the beauty around and show them the real thank, being thank. Every place on the earth is carved with lot of beauty. If we are in deserts, we see those little desert plants with beautiful flowers, with different kinds of cactus trees, long, small, tiny. So that's again such a balance of the creation. So we really need to be happy for what he's given us. And we have been blessed. Each one of us on this earth has been blessed with a special skills, with something special in us, which we have earned. And we have come to this planet to do more, to feel happy, to enjoy things around us. Don't please get lost. Do not get lost. Because once you get lost, it's going to be very hard for you to find yourself. So once you, the time is running, we all are running, so let's not get lost. So keep tuned. I was just wanted to share something more with you guys and it just popped up and I said, okay, let me talk about this. So any next episode, I'll come up with something different about what I feel. Okay, thank you so much. Take care. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.